to Zillennials Podcast. Today on Zillennials, we're going to be chatting about holiday gifts and giving you a little bit of a holiday gift guide. So, Leanne, when do you typically when do you typically start shopping for the holidays?
I always have such high ambitions, right? Like, every year, I think about how I did it so last minute the last year, and I need to get my act together. So I feel like ideally I'd probably like to start the beginning of November because you need to account for shipping. And if you for some reason have to go somewhere in person, you definitely don't want to go anytime near Christmas. So I would like to say I plan on starting the beginning of November, but also we are recording November 18th for anybody listening and I haven't started yet.
Yeah, I also haven't started yet. I mean, I think I looked at like, if people have stuff up, I've looked at it. Have I purchased it yet? No. But I feel like this year I'm going to have to, be more on top of it because I've got some traveling for work coming up in the wintertime. So definitely need to get on top of it. I told my family, I was like, if you don't have your list up by like Thanksgiving, probably I'm not going to be able to get you a gift in time. Hopefully they have them up.
I think the time just sneaks up on me. I don't know why, but I feel like November and December just fly by. Mm-hmm. So I always think I have more time than I do. I also, back in the day, don't think I accounted for shipping time. So I'd be like, oh, it's like 3 weeks to Christmas. It'll be fine. But then you have to remember that everything gets slowed down this time of year because of the volume. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't actually like shopping in person.
I don't think so. I think if you could do it digitally, most people would. I think for shipping times too, even now they're bad. Like the other day we were buying Mo food and it was estimated to come 2 to 6 weeks later from when we ordered it. I had Amazon Prime. And it was estimated to come 2 to 6 weeks later. And I was like, what happened to overnight shipping? I was so upset.
Poor Mo.
It got here. But we were like, are we going to have to go to the store to purchase more food?
I will say, I didn't buy any Christmas presents yet, but I got Ella her holiday ornament.
Ooh, what does it look like?
So it's a cartoon, but it's like a customized cartoon. Uh-huh. So it looks like her. And then it says Ella and 2023. And so it's like her first Christmas. So she gets an ornament.
Oh, that's so cute. So where did you go to get that ornament? Like, did you go to Etsy? Was there an online shop that you went to? Because I feel like that's a really good gift.
Yeah, I feel like back in the day, my mom and I would go, you know how there'd be random Christmas stalls with ornaments?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that'd be really cool, but also, to my earlier point, I don't have time to do anything in person, so I just went online. The Instagram ads got me. I think I used Wander Prints. Mm-hmm. So it has not come, but we will see. I have high hopes.
Yeah, I know my roommate, or I should say old roommate, we no longer live together, sadly. She had made stickers of her dog once, and they were so cute. I think she even gave me one. They were like the cutest thing ever because he was a little puppy at the time. Aww. So adorable. I was like, maybe I should do that with Mo. And then I can have turtle stickers. But all the pictures I see on like these websites for the stickers that are your animal or your pet, all of them are like cats and dogs. And so I'm like, would they even know what to do with a turtle sticker? Or would it be really bad? And I do not have the answer to that. And so out of a abundance of caution, I have not gone and made any turtle stickers yet.
I think you could do it. A lot of times they just have you upload a photo and they just kind of take the photo and plop it in and
do a little trace.
Yeah. Ooh. Also, I don't think this is really a Christmas gift, but I made Kyle get matching pajamas because we were at Target and I got a pajama set. For some reason, we couldn't find like matching sets for the guys. So I just made him buy plaid pajama bottoms. Because mine's more white with red and his is more, I think, green with red. But I was like, it's okay. It's fine. And then made him get a red shirt because mine came with a red shirt. And I'm going to make him wear it on Christmas. And then I decided that Ella's going to join in, but she probably won't because cats don't like clothes.
That's so cute. Yeah, I was talking to Long about getting like matching pajamas too. And I was saying like, we should get turtle pajamas. They would be so cute. But I cannot find any matching turtle pajama sets that are cute. So unfortunately, until I can find that, I don't think it's going to happen.
I feel like I need to find that for you. Anyway, did you do matching pajamas when you were little? Because I feel like we never did. I don't know why I decided this is a thing I wanted to do.
Honestly, we might have. I feel like at one point we might have had matching pajamas with my family. It wouldn't surprise me because we had matching clothes for so many other things. Like, I think when we would do our fall photos, we all got the same zip-up flannel, like, jackets, and they were all bright yellow. And then we would go out into the woods and we'd take our photos and our bright yellow jackets. So there were definitely times where we were coordinating outfits as a family. I just am not sure if we got matching pajamas. I feel like my mom and I might have had matching pajamas at one point, but I don't know if we did, like, full family matching pajamas.
That's so cute. I don't know why. I just like them.
I think they're very cute. Do you know what's also fun is my cousins? I don't know if they do it every year still, but I know for a year or two in a row, they did onesie Christmas where everybody had to wear a onesie to open up their presents in the morning.
That reminds me of when I had a onesie party. That's a while ago.
I feel like they were really trendy a couple of years back. And so I feel like everybody was like wearing them.
They're really warm. At least the one I got was. I think we started opening windows because everyone was just overheating.
I would believe it. I know I got a onesie. It was like a reindeer onesie. And my roommate Katya and I, we had worn the onesies together to school because we both taught at the same school. And they were so warm. Like, I had no idea they would be that warm, but they were stiflingly hot. Like, I think I wore a t-shirt and leggings or shorts underneath, and I was sweating, like, to the point where I think at one point I might have had to, like, unzip the top and just tie it because I was like, this is so warm and I'm dying.
I think the same. I think I was wearing a tank top and shorts underneath, and I was like, I'm sweating. They're great, though. If you're trying to save energy and turning the heat down, I recommend getting a onesie.
Oh, yeah. I still have it. And then if I'm, like, cold during the wintertime in my apartment now, I can just wear my onesie.
That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of gifts, so what's a gift that you would recommend giving to people in your life and why?
Okay. I feel like my whole perspective on gifts have changed as I've gotten older. I think when you're little, you want the cool toy, the one that's all over like the Disney Channel ads. And I think as I've gotten older, I'm kind of just like, buy me things that I need and then just call it a gift.
Mm-hmm.
An example was last year, I got a ton of kitchen items as gifts. Like, I know I got, like, there's some Pyrex, like, meal containers with, like, a divider down the middle. Mm-hmm. So you could have your main on one side and, like, a side or a vegetable on the other. Got those, got a new water bottle. And I feel like I like those because, one, it's stuff that I really wanted. And I think we've talked about it before, is we don't really want clutter. Like, I think there's a lot of cute things that you can get. There's like
trinkety.
Yeah, trinkets. Like, I'm not into trinkets. I'm not into things that are going to sit there and collect dust or get shoved into a drawer.
Agreed. Like, in terms of trinkety things, I'm definitely on the same page. I'm like, I do not want a trinket. Please do not give me a trinket. And I would not wish a trinket upon anyone else. Unless you've specifically asked for it, you will not be getting a trinket from me. Just because I think that trinkets are silly. Like, I don't know why people give them. I think it makes more sense if you're like a kid and you get a trinket. But I think as an adult, it's like, now I need to find a place to store this. So it's more of an inconvenience rather than like a, oh, thank you. Or it might be one of those things where it's like the gift was in the giving. In which case you can say thank you and then you pass it along.
Yeah, I think this is less to holiday gifts, I guess. But I like getting mugs when I travel now instead of like, I used to get all sorts of random crap, especially when I was little. But I like mugs because you can remember where you got it from. It's functional. I mean, I think my only problem now is I have too many mugs. But I'm like, someone will break eventually and then they'll fit.
Yeah, I know. I used to collect cards, like playing cards. But then I was like, how many playing cards does one actually need? And then I had to stop. I was like, I think I went to two or three places and I was like, this is an excessive amount of playing cards. I cannot do this anymore. I'm done. Which, like, my younger brother collects postcards and puts them up on his wall, which I was like, that's fair. But I don't know. I feel like I don't really like the aesthetic of postcards. Well, I think it depends on the postcard, but a lot of them, I don't love them. So I don't know that that would be for me either. It looks cool on his wall, but I just don't think it matches my cup of tea.
I think that runs into something that I found when I look for gifts, because you know how you'll Google gifts for so-and-so and you find all those gift lists, and then I just end up finding stuff that I want, that I'm like, I don't think that person really wants this, but I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's a gift that I think would be a great gift to give that's more personalized. So if it's someone who's like personal to you in your family, etc., and you don't know what to give them, I would give them a photo book. So there's websites like Shutterfly. We're not sponsored by Shutterfly, by the way. This is just, my family has used Shutterfly for like so many years. But you can make them like essentially a little book, and you can put a whole bunch of photos in it, and then it's like a hardcover book, and it's like a little memory book. It's so cute. It's like scrapbooking, but without all the mess.
That is very nice. I used to do, I think it was my publisher for trips. I would put them all in there and it just comes in a book. Similar to that, it reminded me that I've been looking at digital photo frames.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have not printed out a photo in who knows how long. And I keep telling myself that I will. But at this point, it's going to cost me like $500. There's like years of photos. And I'm like, if I get a digital one, I can just plop them in there. You can switch them out much easier. But then I was like, I don't know. I feel like there's something nice about like a tangible photo.
Mm-hmm.
You could get photo frames. I feel like those are also expensive. I'm like, I don't know why these things are so expensive.
But the other day I did go and get photos printed for somebody, and I was surprised. It was not as expensive as I thought it would be. But I do have to say, you have to make sure that you've got like good quality photos, because otherwise you can only print like little teeny tiny photos. So just make sure you've got good quality ones.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, if you wanted to blow it up bigger than, like, a 4x6.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know. I got someone sent me. So I was working on coordinating things for one of my coworkers' retirement parties. And for that, I was working on getting photos for her. So I'd asked a couple people, like, hey, do you have any photos of her? And I had put them all together. And a lot of them had given them to me on, like, Microsoft Word, and they just like dropped them all into Microsoft Word, which is fine. But then when I went to go and print them, it was like the best quality one would be like a 2x3. And I was like, oh, that's so tiny.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So I think it's one of those things where it's like, just keep in mind that if you put it on like a Microsoft Word doc or something, or if it's not sent as an email attachment, like the quality is going to go down and you can't print it as easily. Which, like, it wasn't a huge deal, because I had a couple that were sent to me as, like, attachments, too. So I printed some large, some small. We got, like, a nice little variety going. But it was something that I hadn't originally anticipated. And I was like, oh, man, I wish that I would have known.
I want to print out Ella photos. I don't know. I was thinking maybe, like, you know those ones that have, like, room for three? And then you could put three Ella photos, and it'd be very cute. Because she's adorable, and I love her.
I agree. Ella is wonderful. So, Long, if you're listening to this podcast, this is where you got to stop listening. I think I might, for Christmas, I think I might go and make a little photo book and, like, give it to Long. Either of Mo or of us. I'm not sure yet. Or maybe I'll even see if his siblings have any photos. And then I can just, like, make him a nice little photo book. But I'm not sure if I want to do it digitally or if I want to put the time in and full-on scrapbook it. I'm kind of tempted to do the full-on scrapbook, but I'm worried that that'll be, like, biting off more than I can chew. But I do think it would be kind of fun.
I think scrapbooking, for me, is kind of like, you know when you're trying to reorganize my, like, I'm trying to reorganize my room, and so, like, I get all the stuff off and blah, 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 but then it just, like, looks worse than when you started, and then that is the point where I'm like, I don't really want to do this anymore. But then you have to, because it's all, the stuff's all over the floor, and then you have to finish. That's what I feel like when I try to scrapbook. Some point in the middle, I get kind of over it.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I'm like, will I regret my decisions if I decide that I want to scrapbook and then be like, I'm over it. But I feel like you can always add like cute little captions or like little drawings and stickers. And I don't know. I just think it's kind of cute.
I like them. Like, I feel like there's more character. Like, I've obviously done the digital photo printing ones, which I like too, because it gets my photos off my phone and stuff. But there is something, some sort of charm to a handmade one. Also, I feel like for trips, you can put like tickets and stuff in it more easily.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of if I have any tickets left over. I think I've probably tossed them all by now.
I used to be a save the ticket stuff like type of person. But half the time you don't even get tickets anymore. It's just like an email and they're like, scan this QR code, which I feel like doesn't look as great in a photo book.
Nah, the QR code is not the same. But I'm like, because I know I had a ticket from when we went to Sacramento, but I feel like I've probably thrown it out by now.
I feel like I keep these types of things. And then after a few years, I'm like, I don't need this anymore. But for some reason, like right when I get back, I feel the need to keep all those things.
Yeah, exactly. Other things, other ideas. I think headphones are always a good idea. If you don't know what to get somebody, get them headphones. All you have to do is find out what type of headphones they like, because headphones break all the time. Or you misplace them, or they're not charged. It's like a whole thing. So I would highly recommend getting people headphones. I think that it is the move. If you're looking for a gift that feels personal, but is not as personal.
I think also the classic gift and experience thing is super cool. It could be tickets to something like a museum, but it could also be like a I'll take you out for dinner type thing.
Yes. Okay. So the other day, I super belatedly took my little brother out to birthday dinner. His birthday was in July. For context, his birthday was in July. And the reason why it was so late is because by the time I got to like check on his list, everything was bought except for this purple stuff that you can put on your teeth. And I was like, I don't think that's dentist approved, which ultimately this whole thing is my fault anyways, because I was talking to him about color theory and I was like, purple and yellow cancel each other out because they're complementary colors. So they'll make like a white or a gray. And so I was like, so I'm always really curious to see like, if those purple teeth products would actually work. And he was like, oh, I really want to try that. I'm going to put it on my list. And I was like, I have created a monster.
So it is your fault.
It is my fault.
And I like how that was the last thing left. And it was for you.
It was for me. And I was like, oh no. I was like, I cannot do this. I cannot get him this because it's not dentist approved. And they say that the results don't last that long. And I don't know that it's actually any good for your teeth. So I was like, I'm not going to go and get you this thing that I think is actually not good for you. Because what type of a big sister would do that? That sounds like a bad idea. And so then I was going to try to get him a gift card to go to like a nice restaurant so he could go with his girlfriend or he could go with his buddies, like whatever. And then I found out that the place that I wanted to take him to doesn't do gift cards. And then I was like, well, now I guess we got to just like coordinate a day to go, I guess. So then I was like, let me talk to my other brother and see when we're all free. And that's how we got to this point. Yes, it was a very drawn out process.
3 months to find a date?
No, I asked them like last month. I think it was just I was slow because I called the restaurant like 2 or 3 times to be like, do you have gift cards? And like the first 2 times they hung up on me. Either that or they didn't pick up. I can't remember which. Maybe both. And then the third time they were like, no. And I was like, great. So it was a process. I definitely should have done a better job, but it was still a lot of fun, and we did a lot of good catching up. I found out that one of my brothers is going to be traveling abroad soon, and so that'll be really cool. I'm hoping that he'll have told my family by the time this episode comes out. Otherwise, surprise mom and dad, because they don't know. And then my other brother had personal life news to share, too, so it was a lot of fun. It was like really good to catch up with them. But yes, in short, an experience. Very good. Highly recommend. It was a great time.
Don't recommend purple teeth whitening.
Do not recommend that. No, I'm not a dentist. Don't take my word for it. You can check with your dentist. But like, I don't know enough about it to recommend it or not recommend it, I do suppose.
In case anyone got confused, we are not experts.
Exactly.
I have like what Mark will probably not call a hot take, but just ask the person I know it's not exciting. I know there's a lot of pressure to like surprise someone with the best gift, but I feel like the best way to make sure that they're going to like it is just ask them if they want anything. Now, that usually backfires Kyle and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're always like, I don't need anything. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't ask what you needed. I asked what you wanted. But I feel like that's nice too, because then you know it's going to be put to use. If you're worried about them regifting, you know it won't happen because they literally told you that they wanted it. What I do too, because I do love surprises, is I'll give people a list of like 3 things.
Uh-huh.
And be like, pick one. So then it's still a surprise what I'm getting, but then they're not grasping in the dark.
Yeah, I think I started... Have you ever used Elfster?
I have not, but I was trying to think of the name of that the other day.
Yes. So my family uses Elfster. We have a gift exchange that is going to be happening this year. And then also Long's family is using Elfster this year as well, too.
Did you convert them?
I think Long was like, we're doing an Elfster, so I know what to get you all, and we've got options. So it'll be a lot of fun to do both of those. But I do have to say, like, the majority of things I have on mine are not really things that I want. They're just things that I was like, if somebody needs to get me something, I guess it could be one of these things. The one thing that I actually do kind of want is I kind of want to take art classes at my park district.
I like it.
Yeah.
Gift and experience.
Exactly. Because I was like, it'd be such a fun way to like go and meet people. But the thing is like, I don't know if I put it on there yet. My mom said that she saw it, so I was like, oh, clearly I put it on the one that's actually public, because I thought I put it on the private one so I could decide what I wanted and what I didn't want.
Too late!
I have 2 lists. I have the private one where it's like, do I actually want this? And then I've got the public one that's like, you could actually get me this. But my mom said that she saw it, so I'm like, I must have put it on the public one. Oh, which is a whole nother thing. But I'm so stressed about this. But the thing is, like, I'm going to be traveling in January too, so I was like, I don't really want to have this gifted to me until like February or later, because I was like, I don't want to miss a class or two, because that would really stink. But the other thing that I think about when I'm doing this is I'm like, would I be too advanced to be in some of their classes, because I was an art teacher and most of the classes are beginner classes. And I'm like, granted, I'm sure I could learn new things, because I'm sure that they'd teach it a different way than I did, or they would have some additional insight. But I am like, I'm not trying to be that person who comes in and is like, I know everything. So that's my other hesitation with it. But I think it would be fine. I think I'm just going there to have a good time. And I think if we're all on the same page about that, no harm, no foul.
Right. I think if you're just there to meet people, it's cool. I like that idea, though. I think it's fun. I don't know. We'll cut this if it's a spoiler. Are you doing a certain homemade gift?
No.
You're looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? What homemade gift did I say I was gonna do? Aside from the one earlier, the scrapbook one.
Okay, I feel like if you're looking at me like that, or if you're looking at me like that, you're not doing it, because at this point it'd be too late to start it. Weren't you going to make homemade vanilla?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not a thing this year?
Not a thing this year. I don't think so. But maybe in the future years, I need to buy the vanilla beans from Costco. The Costco has like these massive vanilla beans. They're huge. It's like $20 for like 5 of them, but they're like this big.
Also why it's a good gift, I feel like. Vanilla's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm guessing it tastes better than the stuff you buy in the store.
Oh, for sure it does. And you can, like, reuse it. Like, it would totally be a great gift. Like, and well worth the money. But I look at that and I'm like, it would be super fun. I think we only have one container that we could possibly put it in at this time, which is an old maple syrup container. I think the other train of thought was we have a couple of things of limoncello that my aunt had made that have, like, the little cap thing on top of them, and we were thinking that those would be good, but we haven't had the limoncello yet, so we can't make the vanilla because we haven't had the limoncello. So once we have the limoncello, then I think we can start to venture into the vanilla making territory. But yeah, I think you're supposed to let it sit for like 6 months or something like that. Like it's a while.
I think that's really cute. I also saw someone, you know how you can get those like jars of the dry ingredients to make like a cookie or a muffin? But then I saw someone, but they like made it at home themselves. And I thought that was really cute.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that was really popular a couple years back where people would like put all the dry ingredients in for a cookie and then you like send it off.
Yeah. You can layer them and it looks all pretty. I think it's a great gift because you wouldn't bother with that if you're doing it for yourself because you would just chuck it in a bowl. Like, who cares if it looks pretty?
Yeah, I agree. I think that those are super, super cute. I love those. I'm trying to think of what else I had. Video games are a good one. If you've got somebody in your life who likes to play video games, always a fun gift. Jewelry, so watches, or personally, I really like rings. Not like engagement rings, just to clarify. I know somebody in my family is going to be listening to this and they're going to be like, oh, Kaylee, rings. And I'll be like, no. Just the ones to wear for fashion. Excuse you.
Okay, I have a question about that. Because I feel like people's jewelry tastes are very individual. So, like, what are your tips for someone buying jewelry for someone else? Like, assuming that that person was just like, I want this ring, buy it for me. Like, how do you make sure that they're going to like it?
So I would say look at what they wear as a style. If they have a Pinterest board, check their Pinterest boards.
Do you have a Pinterest board?
Oh, I for sure do. And it's all like fashion rings and like clothes that I'd like to wear in the future. This is entirely what it is. Oh, and baking. Lots and lots of baking things.
Ooh, that is a good gift. I just love kitchen stuff.
My one word of advice is if you're getting jewelry for somebody, make sure that it's accessible to them at the level that they're at. Like, for example, if you are getting jewelry for your grandma, don't get one of the ones where you have to like open the clip. Make sure that it's magnetic.
Honestly, I just like magnetic and I'm not even a grandma. Those little clips are so fiddly.
I know, they're so annoying. That's why I prefer rings, because you don't have to deal with any sort of clips. It's easy. You just put it on your finger and it's done. But yeah, and I would say also if you're getting like a ring or like an earring, just make sure that it's the right size. Like earrings, just make sure it's the right gauge depending on what sort of earrings they've got going on. And rings, just make sure that you've got the right ring size.
Yeah, I feel like that's something I gotta figure out. Not that I wear rings. But I don't know. I just feel like it's that thing that you should know. Like what shoe size you are.
Honestly, they have like printable guides that you can print out, but I've never really used one. I feel like the most legitimate way would be to go to a jeweler and like get sized for a ring, because I'm sure you could just go and be like, what ring size am I? And they could tell you.
I did a while ago. They said I was a 6.5, but also like I'm not the same size I was then.
Yeah, I think I'm like a 7, or I think I got a 7.5 for a ring last time and it was too big.
Yeah, no, because I remember the jeweler guy was like, you're a 6, but we're going to make it 6.5 because in the summer your fingers are fatter. I mean, he didn't say your fingers are fat, but...
yeah, like your fingers swell with the heat. I mean, hey, we've all got different bodies and it's all good, no matter what size your finger size is. One time I got a ring size that was like a size 9 because I put it on my Christmas list and it did not occur to me that rings came in different sizes, and the one that I put on there was a size 9. It only fits my thumb. I was like, and even then it's a little loose, but it is a very cute ring.
That's funny. Yeah, I feel like when you're little, you don't really know that that's a thing. You just think rings are rings.
They all fit, right?
But like it makes sense because people's fingers are different sizes.
Yeah, it's like everybody is different, you know? And that's okay.
In our defense, I think the reason that we didn't know that rings were different sizes is when you're like 7 and you get the mood rings. You know how it was always like the one where like it wasn't actually a solid loop and it would just like you could just stretch it if your finger was too big?
Exactly. Why do they not have that for adults? I feel like that would be so convenient.
Because they want you to buy no new rings if your fingers get fatter.
Capitalism. How could they?
Yet, here we are talking about a gift guide.
We are the problem.
Hey, if you can, find a free gift. I don't know, take a walk in a park or something. The gift of time.
Honestly, that's like what my little brother did for me for my birthday, like maybe a year or two ago. He asked me what I wanted, and I was like, honestly, I don't really want anything. And he was just starting out in his career, too, and I was like, just go on a walk with me. Like, that would be great. And so we went on a nice little walk in one of the forest preserves and, like, chatted for, like, an hour and a half. It was great.
Yeah.
Do you have Any other things that you'd like to add, or do you want me to give my last one?
I think a lot of them are similar to what you said. Like, books are great, but also be aware, like for me, I used to always ask for books for Christmas. I would still love books for Christmas, but I've also become a bigger fan of the library over years, just for space reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But books are still good. I think I would ask if you're buying someone a book, because you don't want to buy them something that they don't want to read.
Yeah, yeah. I still have so many books that I haven't even read yet. Like, so many. Granted, some of them were like my grandma's, and when she moved, she gave me her books. But I've got so many books. So many books to read. I agree with you, though. The library is great. I also saw that on your list, you had a couple of games, and board games was also on my list. So do you want to talk a little bit about some of the games that you would recommend?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to pick, because I feel like they're kind of like books in a way, where they have different, like, different people like different things. But I feel like a good game for everyone, including young children, would be Loose Caboose. So you have these cards, and each card has like a railroad track, so it's either straight or like has a curve, and you're playing them down so that the rails line up, and you roll these dice, and then the dice rolls how many cards the caboose moves on the track.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't want the caboose to go off the track, because then you have a loose caboose. I feel like you would appreciate it, because it's kind of chaotic, because then you make that roll and it has to go like five spaces, but there's only like three spaces of cards left, and then your caboose goes off the rails.
I feel like that would be a super fun one. I'd also put a couple other ones on my wish list. I put Ticket to Ride on my wish list, but I don't really know what it's about. I just know that people really like it. So do you know a little bit more about it?
I have that on my list, specifically the Nordic one, because that's the one that I have. Also, because I feel like I'm like a theme person, and the Nordic one is winter and snowy, and we're going into winter. The whole idea is you're drawing train cards in each different colors, and then you play them down to build your railroad.
Oh.
And then you score points for connecting different cities.
Oh, so it kind of reminds me of Catan a little bit.
Yeah, I think with like out the trading.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I've heard good things about that one, and I've not played it ever. Any other ones that you'd recommend?
I put Wayland down, mainly because I feel like it's fun to play with large groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I think around the holidays, you might be in a situation with a large group. It also involves like no rules, because I feel like that's the thing. If you're trying to sit down to play a game with people, and it's not like a game-oriented event, I don't think people want to sit there for 20 minutes and learn the rules.
True. I can attest, Wavelength is a great game. We played it when we were together. It was super fun.
Did you have any other games on your list?
I actually put Wavelength on my list, so it's kind of...
I thought you would.
It's kind of funny that you put it on there. I think I also put... There's a game called Azul, and I think I also put that one on there. I don't know that much about it, but I was like, I wouldn't mind just getting a couple new games and trying them out. And I think I remember that I think I had seen it at your place, and I was like, I bet you it's a good game if Leanne has it.
That's a nice game that's super chill. It's like you can just have like a cup of tea or cup of coffee and just kind of play it. It requires... The hardest thing about that is figuring out the scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even that hard. And then after that, it's like you could do it when you watch a show or just chill in the morning or at night when you have no brain power. It's not a lot of rules, which is nice. And it's pretty.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, when I was looking at it, they said that it was very pretty. And I was like, that would be super nice. Ooh, one of the other ones that I haven't put on my list, but I feel like could be fun, was there was like a Catan that was not an add-on, but it was like a standalone game. And I was curious to know if it was any good, because I was like, I like all the other like Catan editions and stuff like that. So I was like, curious to know if it was any good. I don't know. I can't remember the name of it, but I'm sure if I saw it in the store, I'd be like, oh yeah, it was that one.
You have Catan, right?
I do. I play it relatively frequently. It's one of my favorite games.
Is that the one that requires three players? Because I think we have it too, but we don't play it a ton because it's mostly just the two of us.
I think you're supposed to have three players. We definitely still play it with just the two of us, and it's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's not as fun, I will say, but it's okay.
That's good to know that you can finagle it. But yeah, I don't know what I would want in terms of games. I think a lot of it is because there's a game convention in early December, and I went last year and I just bought a crap ton of games. So it feels a little weird to like ask for games for Christmas if I know I'm going to bring back games. Like last time, I think between the two of us, we brought back 17 games.
That's a lot of games. Wow.
Yeah. And our whole thing was we had to play them before we go again. And guess what we haven't done?
Played them.
We've played some, but not all of them. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy them anyway. Kyle's like, I'm going to focus more on like playing the games, or like they'll have, you can test out new games that are going to come out like in the next year. They do a little sample round. And I'm like, yeah, me too. But like, I know I'm going to buy stuff. Like it's unavoidable.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely wanting to look up board game convention right now. So I'm going to do that to see if they have one near me. Oh, it looks like they might. Okay. I'll have to look into that at a later date. Now that you've gone to one, I'm like, now I kind of want to go to one. I feel like that'd be kind of fun.
They're pretty fun.
So to conclude, do we want to talk about the guilt of getting rid of gifts?
I think that people feel guilty getting rid of gifts because I feel guilty getting rid of gifts. I think two things. One, a way to avoid this is just asking the person if they want something.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I think we just need to stop with that, right? Like, if you didn't ask, you're running the risk that they're going to donate it or give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
But also, it feels kind of awkward. Like, I'd be kind of sad if someone gave away my gift. But also, like, I don't know.
I feel like for some things, it's like the gift is in the giving. I look at, like, little gifts that you might give your coworkers, and it's not anything that's, like, too crazy. It's kind of like the gift is in the giving. You're going and thinking of them and going out of your way to do something nice for them. So I look at it and I'm like, I think if it was immediately after I gave you the gift, yeah, I might be a little sad or a little upset that you gave my gift away. But if it's like after a year or two and you're like, it's just not what I need it to be anymore, like, I understand.
Oh, yeah. No, I think definitely after like 6 months, a year, I don't really care. Like, if I literally handed it to you and then that night you went to your Secret Santa and gave it to someone else, I'd be a little hurt. I also think another way to avoid that, hot take, maybe this will be an actual hot take, is I think gift cards are good gifts. I feel like all the gift giving guides are like, hey, here's a tip. Don't give a gift card because they're not personal. Gift cards are personal unless you get like the American Express one.
Yeah.
Because you're picking a store or a restaurant or like a bakery that the person likes. How is that not personal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for Long's birthday, my parents had gotten him a gift card to a chain of like Let Us Entertain You restaurants. Do you have those by you?
Never heard of them.
Okay. Well, it's like a whole chain of restaurants where they have different locations like all around the country and all around within the general vicinity where we live. And so you can pick if you want to go to like an American restaurant, like a Japanese restaurant, like a whatever restaurant. And so it was really nice because then when we were coming back from my cousin's wedding, we took the train and the train left us in the city. And we were like, oh, hey, do we want to just go get dinner at one of these restaurants while we're here? And so it was very convenient because we could just go and like grab a bite to eat. It was very nice.
I didn't know you took the train. That's fun.
Yeah, we did. I actually really liked it. The Amtrak was good. I was going to say, should we wrap our holiday gift guide? And then I was like, wrap.
Pun intended?
Unintended, but I will gladly accept it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Our next book club is going to be The Christmas Murder Game by Alexandra Benedict, and that will be dropping next week on December 4th.
We hope you enjoyed our discussion on holiday gift giving. We'd love to hear what you're gifting. Any ideas? So feel free to send us an email at zillennialspodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @zillennialspodcast. And don't forget to rate and review the show wherever you're listening.